Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You know, Matt, I'll be very interested to see how the draft goes out of New York City.
Yes,
you know, I really enjoyed that. I always enjoyed when the Browns had the top pick.
Sure.
Which was too many times. And you would go into New York and you would, you know, you'd go into Music City, Radio City Music Hall. And I thought it was great. I thought the players always enjoyed it. So it will be very interesting to see how this road show goes.
It will. And I've had the opportunity simply because Nathan and I will be on the road at the draft in Chicago. We'll be at a Browns backer bar doing this very show that Thursday, and then Nathan and I will be doing some live cut-ins via television, video as well. So we'll be at the draft. Hopefully, we'll be speaking to the two first round draft picks by the Cleveland Browns, and then we'll be back to do the show there. At least I will on Friday. But I've seen some renderings of the draft setup in Kevin Griffin, the director of marketing here with the Cleveland Browns office, and they've got a setup. They've got the huge like half moon white like amphitheater setup, yeah. That's going to be kind of outside, open air, and then they've got a row. It's like probably like NFL row where every team has their own little canopy. It's kind of like their home base.
Yeah,
and so the setup's going to be great, and I'm sure the NFL is doing everything they can to spare no expense to make it a good thing that it's not in Radio City Music Hall.
Okay, well, a good thing today. There was good, there was bad, yeah. But the good
more,
was
more good than bad.
Yeah, the good was that the Browns were not punished with the loss of a draft choice or draft choices. They were punished individually with Ray Farmer, their general manager, for his role in Texgate. 1 month, basically, 4 games at the beginning of the year. He is suspended for without pay, but the Browns did not lose draft choices in the deal. So, bad for him. Not critical to the team in
no.
the sense that they got hurt at all in the loss of draft choices, which is exactly what they want to be the situation because they want to build the team through the draft. Had a ball today, Matt.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you to all of you for calling in. Thanks to Tony Grossi, Scott Petrak, Andrew Gribble. Thanks to Jason Gibbs for producing today. Jason will soon be on a beach and then floating through the ocean, hopefully. On his cruise, so
yes.
A great vacation to
Hope
him.
Hope for no fog.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your Monday. Matt's back tomorrow here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.